U.S. Treasury identifies two cartel-connected casinos in Mexican border state. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on April 14, 2026. The U.S. Department of the Treasury has identified two cartel-connected groups in the border state of Tamaulipas, as well as three of their main operators. As part of the move, the U.S. government is freezing any related accounts and prohibiting U.S. citizens from doing business with the sanctioned individuals. Information released by the Treasury Department revealed that Casino Centenario, located less than 2 miles south of the Texas border in Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas, is owned and operated by the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas through shell companies. In the back rooms of the casino, cartel gunmen would hold and torture some of their victims. In addition to being used to launder money, the Zetas also use the casino as a stash house to store fentanyl and cocaine, federal authorities revealed. The shell company behind the casino is Comercializadora y Arrendadora de Mexico S.A. de C.V., CAMSA. The casino is known to draw U.S. tourists. Following the issuance of the sanctions, U.S. citizens are prohibited from doing business there, the Treasury Department stated. CAMSA also operates a second casino in Tamaulipas, Casino Diamante, in the port city of Tampico, located in the southern part of the state. That casino is also a known cartel operation, and U.S. citizens are also prohibited from doing business there. In their actions, the U.S. Department of the Treasury also identified Eduardo Javier L. Cross de Islas Valdez, the CDN Los Zetas leader for human smugglers or pateras in Nuevo Laredo. In the same action, authorities also identified Juan Pablo Pena Rodriguez, a defense attorney in Mexico. Authorities claimed that Pena worked illegally for the CDN Los Zetas, going beyond his role as attorney and establishing a communications channel between the criminal organization and their then-jailed leader, Miguel Angel, Z40, Trevino Morales. For several years, Morales led his organization from behind bars. As Breitbart Texas reported, soon after the start of the Trump administration, Mexico sent Morales along with several other cartel figures as a way to appease the pressure after the White House claimed that Mexico's government was protecting drug cartels. As Breitbart Texas reported, the U.S. Department of the Treasury also singled out Raimundo Ramos, the leader of the Nuevo Laredo Human Rights Commission, who they claim in reality is a cartel operator that handles the criminal organization's propaganda wing. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.